We are the drunkards of the nation, issue our royal proclamation. To you, great king at arms, the lion, since every leech through drought is dying. With all your brethren, heralds too, and pursuivants that follow you, on sight here of you mount the cross, display your coats and your cognos. By trumpet voice we'll reach each garret, publish to all the world our errand. For as much as we and adherents, by many acts of our sederans, have found that Sir John Barleycorn was for the good of mankind born, and therefore that the commonwealth should drink his blood to nourish health, and that no free liege may be mocked who has a penny in his pocket. His tutor datives called the brewers, without respect to saints or whores, shall distribute through every inn his blood to be a medicine. And they who fail through mad pretenses, which none will do that keep their senses, be held a rebel against the king, and capers cut in hangy string. Yet notwithstanding throw contempt, which merits well a hank of hemp. Of justice all our agents tell us, the Deladrap is in an alehouse. No more he comes to Bouldering, where he was aye the tradesman's king. He's left the bow in Bowling Green, and never at the ninepin scene, where prentice boys did toil and sweat, like dog and jack that turns the spit. And all the bottles that they won, given to their sovereign lord Sir John. No more he's presses of the rabble, at shuffleboards or billiard table. On penny weddings turns his back, no more he gets the piper's plaque. Fiddlers can neither say nor sing, their throats as dry as fiddle string. He made young farmers blithe and foul, each jockey kissed his Jenny's mow, and sucked her lips, he was so keen at baby's cloud in others' e'en. The threesome reel danced to a wonder, and maiden heads went off like thunder. At funerals never shows his head, the living mows as does the dead. The lady relict kissed Sir John, and rifted up the other groan. But now with grief she's doubly sunk, wants both Sir John and the defunct. Our will is here, for tell the people, with voice as loud as bells in steeple. They search and apprehend the truant, who basely has deserted brewing. Betrayed by fellows who tell lies, that he will sink through dear excise. And they shall have a high reward, bring him before a drunken laird, who sleeped not sound a single night, since Sir John Barleycorn took flight. Cries through his dreams, I'll starve this year, the fain a farthing for our beer. how will my Meg get hoods and hoops? Raw clothes came from the alewife's stoops. Jock, my old son, and Will, his brother, may turn religious like their mother. Quit all their hounds and hawks and horse, the murky pale house and the mules. Next, if you'll apprehend the loun, and bring him to old Ricky's town, rich burghers' wives will pay him fine, whose throats are dry with 49. And citizens whose purses shorter are all consumed with English porter. If he returns not at your call, he's get the curses of us all. If he return not at your call, he's get the curses of us all. Blithe has he been, but now he's gone, of comrades the best. What will we do without Sir John? With grief we're sore oppressed. A better subject and a friend the kingdom never saw. But he made a fatal end, and yet he died by law.